Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Distraction Podcast, where the discussion happens. I'm your host, Holiday, and they are my conversationalists, Dre and Heavy D. We are brought to you by the Distraction Network. You can download our podcast at www.distractionnetwork.com or send out a tweet and let them know how you love us at distract_net. You can also email us at distractionnetwork@gmail.com and or like us on Facebook at distractnet. All right, now all the red tape's out the way. Let's go get it.
I absolutely think that George Bush is slightly mentally challenged. Like, seriously. Like, I can't say it without laughing, but I absolutely think that there are there's a level of mental deformity. Like, I don't think he's a fully developed adult.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. So, who do you think this is? Since we're talking about that, or since, you know, I just said that, who do you think is probably Trump is definitely one of the least educated presidents that we've had, with just his bachelor's degree. So he's the least learned.
Whoa! Trump got a bachelor's degree?
Yeah, he does.
From where?
I don't remember. I know he attended two colleges. I don't remember which one he ended up graduating
from. The University of Phoenix.
Yeah. He probably went to Trump University, got one of those honorary bachelor's degrees.
Yeah. But who do you think was probably both the smartest, and not necessarily most accomplished, but who do you think was the smartest and who do you think was the least smart president that we've had?
Andrew Jackson, least smart.
What is that based on?
I don't know.
Because
any of the Civil War era guys, like Ulysses S. Grant, who he was just became the president because he was the top general for the North or the Union. They won. He became the president. So he was not very smart.
Well, he's known. Know that?
Like, yeah, absolutely.
We know that he wasn't.
That's
smart.
A part of history is that he just wasn't very smart. But military wise, he was. So he was smart in that avenue. But for politics, which what's more important at that time,
right,
being a politician or being a military leader? Probably a military leader. So, and there was a point in time where we went away from having military leaders or military generals becoming presidents to having politicians become presidents. Mm-hmm. So at that, you'd have to kind of divide it up at that point, because most of the people prior to World War One were all military folks, and after were all career politicians.
I mean, but don't even quantify it with in terms of what we needed at that particular time, just based on, you know, perception of that individual, listening to them speak and some of the things they did. Would you consider them a bright person or not?
I'm gonna say for Andrew Jackson, he was uneducated, low education, joined the military at like 12.
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina.
He was always a leader. And all the people, when he became a commander, everybody loved him. But like some things that he did that I just find plain old stupid is, first of all, he married a woman that was already married. And anytime, you know, they called him whores back then because she was married to one guy and living with another guy. And they knew that. So instead of trying to have her get a divorce or anything, the other guy wouldn't divorce her anyway. Anytime anyone said anything bad about him, he'd have a shootout with him. So he's got shot over 100 times. And during the duels, this is the stupidest shit ever. During the duels, Andrew Jackson chose to do a certain type of duel to where the dude, whoever he's dueling, he would give them first shot. And on first shot, that person turns around and shoots. So when they miss or whenever they hit, he gets the chance to aim because he didn't take first shot. So he gets to aim at him and shoot him and kill him. But I thought...
So does that make Andrew Jackson stupid?
I think it's stupid.
His opponent stupid?
I think it's stupid as shit because he just let somebody shoot him.
He let someone shoot him.
Well, they talk bad about him.
There's a difference.
Though they talk bad about him too. That was a different time, man.
And then when he got elected president, he threw this big ass party and invited all the homeless and winos in the White House.
When did Andrew Jackson go to the White House? What year are we talking?
This was a long time ago.
he rode a horse through the street and had all the homeless people.
That sounds like a president for the people.
And then somebody, his wife died before he got into the White House. Good, but somebody,
you mean the other man's wife?
Yeah, the other man's wife.
Okay.
He would have been the first one with a mistress in the White House that was married to somebody else.
Probably not.
But that doesn't have anything to do with how smart he was.
Yeah.
No, that was
just stupid. It was morals. Well, it was just morals.
Well,
it was,
he got separate from their education. I just went on and on and on, but he had no education, though. He had no education at all.
But he went through the military, and that was a time frame where military leaders became president, not career politicians.
But he was just still stupid.
It doesn't matter. If he got voted in because he was a great military leader, then he got voted in.
But no education, though. We're just talking about the education side.
Okay.
Actually, we're just talking about because being smart and being educated are two different things for me. Because I know tons of smart people that never aspire to higher education.
So you want to say just plain no idiotic stupid?
Like how I feel about George W. People that you look at and you say, well, something is wrong with him. Like he's not a full mentally developed adult.
So I'll be there with you on that. In our recent lifetime, in my lifetime, it'll be him.
Yeah, and W is the son, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to ask you, because you was around for this. Was Reagan? I'm saying you're a little bit older than me, so you might remember more than I do.
Ask your question, son.
Was Reagan the old Trump?
It's funny you should ask me that question, mm-hmm. because I was just I didn't have this conversation with anybody, but I did think about this in my mind. So first of all, yes, I was around, but I also was a child. I was in elementary school when Reagan was in office, but I do remember vividly the day that he was shot. I do remember when that happened. So here's the analogy that I always give, and I don't know if I've shared this with you two or not, but here's the analogy that I always give when trying to describe the climate of our country right now, post-election. So, not a parent, but you two guys are. So when your kid is in a different room and your kid cries, you know that I'm hungry, that I'm tired, the I'm sleepy cry. You know the he took my toy and won't give it back cry. But there's a certain cry that your kid will do that immediately you stop what you're doing because you know that there is some urgency in that cry and you need to go and you need to see what's going on, right? You can just tell the difference. And so it frustrates me because I don't understand why America doesn't hear that cry right now. Like that, because people, their candidates lose all the time. And there's never that cry. There's never marching. There's never, you know, all of this craziness that we've had going on. So it frustrates me that people don't hear that cry and say, okay, well, wait a minute, what's going on? So I was thinking about that because Democrats didn't want Republican, want Reagan. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember, you know, my family, who's like most black folks, are historically Democratic. Like, they didn't want Reagan in office.
Right.
But I also remember the day that he got shot. I remember my grandmother coming to pick me up from my aunt's house, mm-hmm. and my aunt saying to her when she walked in the door, have you heard the news? And my grandmother said no. And my aunt said, our president has been shot. Because even though he wasn't their guy, mm-hmm. he was still our president.
Yep.
And so that's what kills me in this time.
Right.
You know, because that's not the climate. So, no, he wasn't, to answer your question.
Okay.
No, he wasn't who Democrats wanted, mm-hmm. But he wasn't this beastly representation of evil that people feared either. Hmm. So.
We're not saying that you're evil, Trump.
I am. Yeah, I absolutely am saying that you are a beastly representation of all that is evil. That is what I am saying.
So here's my question for you in that regard. So people see the cry, they see the marching, they see the protests for him being the president. What is anyone to do about that?
Well, start with not being dismissive. Start with not saying, he's in office now, what you gonna do? Or start with listening. Let's start there, because you're right. He is in office.
Well, I'm just saying there's a formalized process that's happened, and there's nothing that they are going to be able to do at this point to get him out of the office. Mm. But
well,
he has Mike as Frank. Long as he is going to these people and he's meeting with people of the opposition and he wants to know what they want, what they need, how things need to be ran, then he's doing his part to fill that void, correct? But that they think that's not going to be there.
Yeah.
He has been doing that, actually.
Is he listening to anybody that comes
from I can't tell you if he's listening, but he's meeting with these people
okay.
to find out. He's meeting with people of opposition to talk to them and find a way forward. So if he takes something from that, is he meeting what they want? Is that what he's – I mean, is that the goal? Because we can't just say he can't be the president because all these people don't want him to be president anymore, because then the next time somebody gets elected nobody wants, then everybody will protest again, and then we can't break the process that we've always had.
0 to 100. 0 being not any way possible, and 100 being it's going to happen.
What
Trump is going to be the greatest president we ever had. D?
0.
A 1, maybe? How? It's almost impossible for him to be the greatest president we've ever had.
I mean, it's still in the first 100 days.
So it's very, very unlikely that he would be the best president we've ever had. We have too many good presidents before him for him to be the best. I mean, it'd be almost impossible.
I mean, the best right now is the one before him, but...
Is that your legitimate opinion?
Yeah, I think that was the smartest to answer your question. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, yeah, I give it a 5.
I mean, it's impossible for him to be the best president ever.
I mean,
it's impossible.
We still don't know yet. The biggest thing all of us can agree on this one thing, though, when he first came in, no one knows what's going to happen. We still don't know what the hell. We see where it might be going. It's still the first 100 days, though. I don't think it'll happen. But I just wanted to get y'all opinion on it, too.
So what I'm trying to get, though, is that if he's meeting with people of opposition, finding out what they want and taking those goals seriously and trying to make a change as to what they want,
mm-hmm.
is that going to be sufficient enough for them to stop protesting? I mean, because do they really know who this man is?
I think other than what he said, if someone can see that change, so yeah. You can meet with people all day long,
right?
But if I don't see anything in your position or anything in what you're doing that says that those meetings are bringing you to a certain level of consciousness, then I don't know that anything changes.
Is it productive meetings or are you
exactly
just sitting in the classroom?
Exactly. Thank you.
Okay, so here's my thing as well. Is he made a lot of really stupid promises when he was campaigning, mm-hmm. because he was trying to draw that crowd that did not like Obama, and he did it.
Mm-hmm.
He pulled the crowd that didn't like Obama, and they all voted for him.
He did.
But he's doing
a lot of those things. A lot of those things that he said he was going to do, he's not doing. He's not going to be able to obtain those. He's not getting rid of Obamacare.
Right.
But did he try?
No, he's repealing it. He's making changes to it that were thrown out.
Mm-mm. Repeal means, what does repeal mean?
Change.
No, repeal doesn't mean change.
Oh, you're right. Right. He's not, he's changing it. He's not repealing it.
No. He's repealing it. He's trying to repeal it.
No, repeal doesn't mean change.
You are right. But he is not going to be, he's not removing it. He's not doing it.
I mean, he can't.
Exactly. He's not going to.
He had to.
But for him to go through to get the votes that he wanted, he had to say those type of things. And now he's not doing it.
I mean, he's trying to do everything that he said he was going to do.
So Derek, I get it. There's always a target market, right? Like, I get it. Like, you know, whether it's a business venture or whether it's to be elected, there has to be a science behind it. Like, there has to be number crunching. You have to target this particular market and you have to speak to that market. And there's no way to do that without disconnecting from some other markets.
Right.
Like, I get it. Okay. You're going to offend some, but it's also about balance.
Right.
So just because I am trying to appeal to you, it doesn't mean that I have to totally piss Holiday off. Like, there has to be some sort of balance in there. And I don't think he respected that balance. And so but I do, on one hand, feel bad for a lot of the people whose vote he did get, because now they see that a lot of the promises that he made, he wasn't capable of pulling that off, you know, not to the extent that he said, but they were things that those people, I want to say that they really need, but I'm going to say that they really think they need, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or maybe even that they really need. Like, I'll go as far as to say that. Like, you know, it's things that affect them, and they really thought they were going to happen, and they gave that vote to a candidate who promised to make them happen, and now they're not going to get a return on their vote. And even though I don't agree with what they based that vote on, I still feel bad for them that they literally just threw their vote away.
Yeah.
So,
but, I mean, there's not been a president to date that has done everything that they promised they were going to do.
Not everything, but there's some that have come close, and that's even by your own admission. Like, you've even said yourself that in recent years that President Obama probably came the closest of doing everything that he said he was going to do.
He definitely did.
So, I mean, you know, but when you go to the extreme, you know, and you're so definitive in what you're saying, then that's when, you know, it just kind of comes back to bite you in your behind. We're going to build a wall, and Mexico is going to pay for it.
Do you think
and it would just say that Mexico is not
knowing anything about sanctions, not knowing anything about NAFTA, not knowing anything about all of the other pieces that that would affect because you're not a politician, but because you were bold and you came in cowboyish.
Did he care?
Saying he didn't care.
Exactly.
He didn't care.
He did not care.
But the people who were listening to him,
they cared. To the people that he wanted, they cared.
They cared. And they thought that they were voting for a candidate who would bring to fruition the things that they cared about.
Well, that was misguided.
Plus they were misguided. Like, purposely, I mean, they were misguided by the candidate.
Most of the time, you are going to be misguided if you think that you're going to get everything that the candidate says they're going to give to you. I'm talking from the lowest level HOA board all the way up to the presidency. There is nobody that's ever going to be able to give you everything that they say they're going to do.
So do this, and this is a question to both of you. Give me, and I'm genuinely asking because I don't know. So give me a candidate whose platform that, like, their platform was based on a biggie, like the big thing that they're like for Trump, it would be the wall and Obamacare. So give me a candidate who equally had a platform based on big things and then went into office and completely failed that they promised.
He says he has one, but I don't think there's actually another one other than Trump and Obama.
Bush.
What was his big thing?
Read my lips. No more taxes. That's what he ran off of.
He did. And what did taxes do when he got in office?
They rose like crazy.
Okay.
Highest.
I mean, I can't dispute it because I don't know.
I don't know either. But that could be right.
Yeah, because that was the big joke about it when he was going for his second term.
And I do remember his campaign and that slogan now that you say that, but I don't remember what happened to taxes once he got in office.
But I don't ever remember anybody ever saying anything about taxes being out of control either.
They was the highest.
Right, but was anybody sitting around complaining, saying that this guy failed?
No, but
okay.
That answer his question. Complete failure, no more taxes to the highest taxes at that time. That's a complete failure.
Well, I think that goes back to what Andre was saying earlier about George W. Bush. Not being a little, not all there.
Well, that, it
because
was
for a government official to
it was his daddy.
And maybe the reason that America didn't talk about what a failure that was, if that happened that way, maybe the reason they did, because he wasn't as polarizing as 45 is. So he is so big and so in your face and so adamant about what he is and is not going to do without recognizing the other pieces that make this a moving part,
right?
That, you know, it, you have to speak on it when it comes. It's like, you know, what is this dude doing? So, I mean, I don't know. It's just, it's crazy. It's crazy. But you're right. Like, I've never accused him of being stupid. I've said a lot of things about him, even things about his mother, but I've never accused him of being dumb. He is not a dumb or a stupid man. You know, he's crafty and he's, you know, strategic and I would even dare say like intuitive. Like, he knows what to say when he needs to say it. But, you know, I see him and I think a lot of other people do as well.
Too bad he can't read.
So, but ultimately, you think that if he starts taking people's advice and he can publicly show that he is retaining that information and considering that information, that that will make the general public happy.
Well, yeah, I think it would make the general public happy, and I'll even take it a step further than that.
I think that's a difficult task.
It is a hard task, but let me tell you something, and I'm going to talk about just as a member of a marginalized group that he has offended or who feel offended by him. Black folks. But black folks, I will tell you something, we are the most forgiving people in the world. Like, you can do something that is absolutely offensive to us, and then if you just show an attempt to make it right, we'll absolutely forgive you and fall back in line and go along with what this new turn of events is that you're doing. So, yeah, so I absolutely believe that if he sat down with, say, the Black Caucus and he talked about some of the issues and he took away something from that dialogue and made changes in a positive way that sort of affirm what, as a whole, black people are wanting. So just one thing, whatever that may be, you know, something that's important to black folks in this country. And he made, you know, a sort of gallant effort in that area. Yeah, I think absolutely people would cut him some slack. Absolutely.
And if he wants to,
and I know that he's capable of doing it because he did it at the, the address where he had the Navy SEALs widow. And like that speech was a completely different tone from everything that he had been saying up until that point. So I know he's capable, but he just needs to show that he's interested enough to make that effort.
He will. Yeah, but he's also a businessman.
Right around 3.5 years.
So I feel that at some point he is going to want everyone on board. I feel that he will.
But he has some work to do.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, he has some work to do.
And then it'll turn complete shit after he get voted in the second time.
Oh my God, I can't live through this a second time. I can't. I barely made it through the first time.
But okay. I don't think he'll be as polarizing the second time as he was the first.
Right. Do you think he would want to do it a second time?
I think of course.
Of course his ego.
This is Trump, man. Of course he's going to want to do it a second time. He's not. He's probably going to be the one. Like he's probably going to be the one who's going to like try to change the rules so he can come back a third time.
No, you got to think of, you got to think as if you have a narcissistic mind. Because he might just be that one saying, oh, you know what? I'm so great. I only needed 4 years. I didn't need 8. You know, he would be able to walk away and say, yeah, Obama needed 8 years. I did everything I needed to do in 4. I'm out of here. Like, there's no telling what he could do.
I'd be very interested to see how his attitude and approach changes over the next 4 years. Because I think once he starts actually realizing what is involved in politics and being the president, it's going to be much different than running a hotel chain.
But like, we knew that. And I know it's spilt milk now.
Right.
We knew that. Like, well, of course we knew that. People were able to, you know, form thoughts.
I'm pretty positive he knew that as well. But he had to do what he had to do to get the votes that he needed. And he did it.
We got about 40 more days before we could go through all of this.
Okay. All right. So
I'll stop. That was interesting, though.
It was.
But y'all.
Repeal, amend. Amend. That's what
amend
I was going
needs
for.
To change, yes.
That's what I was going for. Not.
No.
Sometimes I like to say words.
All right, you got anything else you want to add?
Nah, man, I'm good.
Drake?
Nah, I'm good.
All right, guys. You can reach us at Distraction Network. Our Facebook is @DistractNet. Twitter is @Distract_Net. Website is www.distractionnetwork.com. Email is thedistractionnetwork@gmail.com. And remember to follow us at Distraction Network, where the discussions happen.
I'm focused on that finish line. Developing a strong mind. Here's a goal. They stop making my kind. Yeah, I lose sleep, but it's all right because I'm on the grind. Don't stop.